Today's daf is Menachis Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the last line of Daf Yud Amid Beis. So the Gemara is concluding its discussion of the Mishnah on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. The first part of the Mishnah discussed the psulim, the ones that are possible to do k'mitza. The Gemara discussed it in great detail. We had five dafin of Gemara going through the halachos of who's possible and, in general, k'mitza psula. The last line of the Mishnah was Kamatz va'ala biyadai tsroir oy gargar melach oy koiret shalavana psula. So the Mishnah discusses a kohen who's doing the kmitza, and as we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss now the exact description of how kmitza was done. But for this halacha, when the kohen did the kmitza, he didn't take a full kmitza of soilas belulah b'shemen, but rather he picked up with it either a tsroir, that's a rock, gargar melach, a grain of salt, a kairet shalavaina, a little bit of levaina. The Mishnah said pasul, and the Mishnah gave a reason for it. The Bnei Sha'amru ha-koimetz ha-yesev ha-chasar pasul, because the halach is that a koimetz that has either too much or too little is pasul. In this case, the koimetz is chasar, because being that kmitza isn't just a process, it's also a shear, so the amount of soilus belula b'shemen that the kohen has to take when he does the avodas kmitza is a full koimetz, and the koimetz has to be dafka of soilus and shemen. To the extent there's either a rock, a gargar of melach, or a koiret shalavoyna, it means that he's missing in the full sheer koimetz of soilus. As a result, it's a koimetz achaser. The halach is it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, kol hani lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to mention three examples of kmitza chesera, where he did kmitza and it was ala biyada, either a rock or a grain of salt or a koiret shalavoyna? Says the Gemara, tzrich ditan etzror, because had the Mishnah only said tzror, I would have thought mishum glas sakrovi. A tzror is not a basakrovi. You can't put a rock on the mizbeach. It has no shaykhis to akrava. As a result, you would think that if the kohen did kmitza and there's a rock inside, that would render the kmitza chasera. Because what's there in lieu of the kohenitz? A rock. A rock is so removed from akrava, it could establish the kmitza into a kmitza chasera. Abu melech tabas akravi. But salt, although you're not supposed to have salt in the kmitza, but at the same time, salt went on the mizbeach, al kol karbancha takrav melech. So being that salt is a bas akrava, ema tiskash, or maybe it doesn't have the ability to establish the kmitza as a kmitza psulvita on a melech, and had the Mishnah said, tsrar em melech, I would have thought, even melech, tlay ikfa bahadi mincha meikara. A melech, although it's supposed to go on the mizbeach, and it's supposed to be on top of the mincha, but it wasn't supposed to be in the klishare, together with the mincha at the time he did the kmitzah. But if the kohen did a kmitzah and he took a little bit of levaina, being that the levaina is supposed to be inside the klisharis when he does the kmitzah, when the kohen did the kmitzah, so you had the soilus, belulah b'shemen, and the levaina. Now he wasn't supposed to take from the levaina. That's this Mishnah. If he took even a little bit, even a koiret shel levaina, it would make the kmitzah a kmitzah psula. But the levaina, at the very least, belongs with the mincha, not only on the mizbeach, but even in the original klisharis. So I would have thought, ema tiskasher, maybe if you took a little bit of levaina, it's not a kmitza psula, it's not a kmitza chser, it's okay. Kamash mola. Then the Mishnah said, b'nei she'amru, ha-koymetz ha-chaser, v'ha-yeser posel. If the choymetz is either chaser or it's yeser, the halach is it's going to be posel, says the Gemara. In other words, the reason why, if the kohen did kmitza and he took either tzror, gargar, melech, or kerich, or levaina, it's posel, is because it's chaser. Frank the Gemara, so the Gemara has an interesting question. Why do we have to say that the reason in the aforementioned cases the kmitza's pasul is because it's a kmitza chasera? Why don't you say that the reason it's pasul is because it's a chatzitza? And Rashi explains this in two ways. He says, number one, if the tzror or the gargar melech or the kerich alavoyna is touching the kohen's hand, that means it's being chaytze, it's between the yad of the kohen, the kaf of the kohen, as we saw in yesterday's daf, and the mincha. So it's a chatzitza between the hand of the kohen and the mincha. And if it's somewhere in between, then it should be chaytze, it's between the parts of the mincha that it's separating. And it's if it should create two half a koimitzes of mincha. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, why do you have to come on to the reason of kmitza chesera? Typically, mishum chatzitza. I saw Rabbi Shulam David Halevi, Rabbi David Soloveitchik in the Shiurim is bothered. He says, and why would chatzitza be a better psul than chesera? They're both psulim. You can argue that it's a kmitza chesera. You can argue that there's an issue of chatzitza. But Rabbi Shulam David added a punchline to the question. He says that we had shitas ben b'seira in the Mishnah. Ben b'seira said that if you do a kmitza psula, Yachzer, you could take the koimetz, put it back, and do a kmitza all over again. Tosfos says in Daf Yud that the only time you could take the koimetz, put it back, alibet ben b'seira, is if the kmitza itself, the cheftza of the koimetz, is not possible. Meaning, kimetz b'smoil, that was ben b'seira's case. If you remember, Rav of the Gemara added kamadzar, where there was a chsarin in the way the kmitza was done. There's an issue mitzad the oivei, the one that's doing the avodah. That's when Membeseris Allah is true, that you can take the koimetz, you can put it back, and then do it all over again, and then repeat the steps. But if the koimetz itself is possible, it's a kmitza psula, there's something wrong with the cheftza, they became tame, I don't know. There's something wrong with the koimetz itself. There you don't have the option of taking it, putting it back up, and doing it all over again. So says Rabbi Shul and David, maybe that's the teretz of the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara wants to know, why are we looking at the koimetz as a kmitza chseira? Why does that have to be the reason it's possible? Tepik le mishum chatzitza? Very simple. If the issue was chatzitza, so then the chsarim would be mitzad tzuras avoida. Doing an avoida with the chatzitza is like kamatz besmoil. The way the avodah is done was problematic. According to Ben Beseira, you'd be able to take the koimetz, put it back, and do it all over again. But if what we have here is a kmitza chseira, the kmitza is koiveya de mincha, if you remember, and now you have a kmitza chseira, so now the etzim koimetz is possible. Now you wouldn't have the option to put it back. Either way, a nice order, regardless, that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you have to come on to a case where you did kmitza, and it was all about the other, it's very garbage, and it's very to a kmitza chseira, typically, mishum katzita, and Rabbi Yirmiyah menatzat, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, where it was situated in a way where it wasn't a chatzitza. Amalei Abai the Rav, Abai told Rav, Ketsa Koinsen. Exactly how did kmitza go down? Amalei. So Rav told Abai, okay, the kamtsi, the way people do kmitza. So nobody really does kmitza today, but once upon a time, kmitza was something that people did. As much as it was an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was actually a usual and customary thing for someone to do kmitza. So Rav told Abaye, you want to know how kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash? Kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash the way people do kmitza today. Rashi adds a little bit of beer. Mashma b'chola etzbois. In other words, you take all five fingers. So Rav seemed to be telling Abaye that the Kohen would take all five fingers, put it into a kli shareis, take with him the mincha, put that on the mizbeach. But the point is, kmitza was done le'in yoneinu with all five fingers. Eis ve'frek the Gemara, is that true? I'll ask you a kasha from a Gemara in Masechtes Ksubas Daf Hey, no less. Zu zeres, zu kmitza, zu ama, zu etzba, zu gaido. So the Gemara over there is discussing the five fingers and gives the five fingers names. So the Gemara is going from the zeres, which is the pinky, working its way towards the thumb. The pinky is referred to as the zeres. Rashi says it has implications lahalacha because when the Torah describes the midah of the choshen, the measurement of the choshen, and uses the word zeres. You want to know what zeres is? It's the pinky of the average person. Zukemitza, the finger next to the next to the pinky, is referred to as the kmitza. And the reason is, says Rashi, mimena maschel hakoimetz. Because it was from that finger that the avodas hakmitza began. Zu'ama, the middle finger is referred to as the ama. That's negeya, measuring the ama, as in the ama that has six tvachim or five tvachim. You would measure from the elbow all the way to the tip of the middle finger. Zu etzba, that's the etzba that's mentioned in the context of the chatois hapnimiyos, where the zrika wasn't really a zrika, it was more of a hazah, and it wasn't done with the klisharis, but rather it was done with the etzba. The etzba means the finger closest to the thumb. And zu goydel, that's negeya, yesterday's daf, boyin yodei hayamonis, that's the thumb. Regardless, what do you see from here? It's a mefurish abraisa that it's the finger next, it's not all five fingers that were used for the kmitza, but rather it's the finger next to the pinky, zu kmitza. Rava said, kedem kamtsi inchi, which would seem to suggest the way people used to do kmitza was with all five fingers. You see, in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't done with all five fingers. It was only done with beginning from the fourth finger. The Gemara says, Elalah Hashvois. You're right. When we say that all five fingers were used, we don't mean that the Kohen would take his five fingers, stick them into the klisharetz, and fill it up. Really, he was only going to fill up, as we're seeing soon, three fingers. But at the very least, it's the finger next to the zeres that's called the kmitza. So what did he mean? Can the Mekam Sinji all five fingers? Because the pinky and the thumb were going to play a role, and their job was to smoothen out the sides to make sure that you're not going to have too much. Because as we're learning, this is this halacha, that a kmitza chseira and a kmitza yaseira is possible. Kmitza chseira, so we have an example of that. That's the first part of the daf. What's a kmitza yaseira? Well, there's a little bit too much. So you couldn't have anything oozing out of the sides of the three fingers. How did you make sure you didn't have that? So you used your two fingers to smoothen out the area. So when Rava said you're using all five fingers, he doesn't mean that the shear is a full fistful. What he meant to say was that all five fingers play a role in the avodah sakmitza. Heichi of it, how exactly was it done? Amar Rav Zuchabatuvi, Amar Rav Choyfe Sholosh Etzbois, Vach Migei Alpas, the other bit koimetz. You take three fingers, Again, it's not the thumb, not the pinky, it's the three middle fingers. That's the way you do it. Tanya Nami Yochia Brisa that says the same thing. Maloi Kumtsai, the Torah one place describes Kmitza as Maloi Kumtsai. Maloi sounds like it's a full Kaimitz. Yochim of words, I would have thought it should be oozing, it should be coming out from in between your fingers, right? It should be flying all over the place. No, Talmud Loimar, it says at the same time, Big Kumtsai. Big Kumtsai is a little bit more subtle, a little more edel. No, it shouldn't be Maloi Kumtsai. E Big Kumtsai Yochim Barasha Etzbais. If I would think maybe just take the tips of your fingers and scoop it that way, Talmud Loimar Maloi Kumtsai. Okay, so is it Maloi Kumtsai, which suggests more, or is it Big Kumtsai, which suggests less? Says the Gemara, Chayv Shalach Etzbais Apasiyata. You take three fingers, the kaimates, and you do the kmitza. So it's malay kumtza in the sense that it's a full kmitza, but it's big kumtza in the sense that it can't be overflowing. It's only done with three fingers. And as we'll see in a second, the other two fingers make sure that it's not overflowing. But the minchas machvas and the minchas marcheshes, which were unique in that the kmitza was done after they were already baked. So it's a little bit trickier to do the kmitza. The kohen would have to do some acrobatics. It wasn't so simple. He would have to take his fingers and he would have to make sure that here he's doing kmitza on hard pieces of bread. So it's not so simple to make sure that it's perfect. Again, if it's chasera, it's possible. If it's yesera, if it's protruding out even a little bit, it's possible. So ordinarily, you're dealing with flour and muruv bashemen, just based on the texture of what you're dealing with, it shouldn't be so tricky to do this. But when you're dealing with the machmas and the machesh, it's a little bit harder. So there, it's meichek begudloi milmalo ubetzpoi mamata, and the Brisa famously says, v'zui avoida gashash avin mikitash. This was the most difficult avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Gemara, zu v'sulai v'ikam malika. This? I thought Malika, when we learned Chatas Ha'ayv, so there the Gemara made a big deal about Malika. And it said Malika was Davay the Kashish of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, not just that, Vika Chafina. When you learn Masechtas Yuma, you're going to learn about the Chafina, the way the Kohen Gadol used to bring the special Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur. There too, the Gemara makes the same comment that this was Davay the Kashish of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elazuhi Achas me Avay this Kashish of Mikdash. It was one of the three Avay this Kashish. One of them was Kmitza, the other one was Malika, the other one was Chafina. The one that we're learning now is Kmitza. Why was it so difficult? Particularly with the Minchas Machvas and the Minchas Marcheshes, which were already baked, so you're dealing with pieces of bread, and you have to do a Kmitza. It can't be less, it has to be a full Kaimetz, because if you have a grain of salt, I mean, think about that. You have a grain of salt, it renders the Kaimetz Chaser. At the same time, it can't be Mavuritz, it can't be sticking out at all. So it has to be perfect, you have to do that in one scoop, literally, using your fingers. So it wasn't so simple. Amir Rapapa said, Pshita leads Pasha to me, when we say Maloi Kumtsai, that the Kmitza had to be a complete Kaimitz Kedar Kamtsi Inchi, Mitz Kedar Kamtsi Inchi. What does that mean? So Rashi says, over here, it doesn't mean the five fingers, but rather what Rapapa is suggesting over here is that the way the Kohen would take his hand, the position of his hand, as he put it into the Klisharis to do the Kmitza, was he would hold his hand with the sides of his fingers facing down. That's how he would hold it. So you're taking it vertically. It's not the palm facing down. It's not the back of his hand facing down. But it's the bottom of his fingers. That's how it would go in. And that's how he would take the kaimitz. That's poshut, says Rav Papa. That's the ideal, perfect way to do it. What if he didn't do it that way? What if he did it with his palm facing down and he scooped it up that way? Min hatstadimai. The way Rashi explains min hatstadim, he has two pshatim, but one pshat is, what if you took the back of your hand, you put it in, you let it sink to the bottom, and then scooped it. You brought your palm up from the bottom, and that's how you took the kaimitz. Or mimata limailomai. Or what if you did a mimata limailomai? That's similar to the last way, but over here what you did was you put your hand into the klisharis where the mincha is, with the back of your palm facing down, and then you took the tip of your fingers and you scooped it up in the reverse order. Says the Gemara, Teku, Amra Papa, Pshitali, Malay Chafnov, the special Ketores that the Kohen Gadol used to bring in Yom Kippur. So every day there was Ketores that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a special Ketores that was brought one day a year, on Yom Kippur, it was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would enter with a kaf and a machta. He had coals in the machta. He had Ketores in the kaf. He would bring a very special Ketores. The Gemara says it was mechaper on the chet of Lashon Hara. But either way, it's a very, very big deal. And the objective was that the smoke of the Ketores should fill up the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It should cover the Aron and the Kruvim. And this was this beautiful, magical event that took place in the Beis HaMikdash one day a year. When the Torah describes the shear of Ketores, it says, Malei Chafnayim. So two scoopfuls of Ketores, that's what the Kohen Gadol was supposed to have. So a papa who just finished describing and pondering the Kmitza, now went me'inyin le'inyin, but it's inyin to discuss the Maloi Chafnav of Ketores that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. He said, Pshita le'i Chafnav k'dechafni inchi. You're supposed to do it the way people do it. Apparently, the way people do it, again, hold your hands to the side, the way Rav Papa explained Kaimitz, with the bottom of your fingers facing down, and the Kohen would scoop up the Ketores, bringing his two hands together. That's the ideal way to do it. Chafan b'rosh b'rosh yatzbaisav mai. But what happened if he didn't do it that way? What if he did it b'rosh yatzbaisav? See, he grabbed it by taking the tips of his fingers, palm facing down, and he grabbed his the Meloi Chafnav that way, or Minat Stadim. So here too, Rashi has two different pshat. The one pshat Rashi says is he allowed the Ketores to go. He was holding his hand sideways, but it went in through like holes in his fingers. Or Chafan Bezu, Bezu, Vekurvan Eitzel Zumal. What if he took one handful and another handful and then he brought them together? So he didn't take them together as a Maloi Chafnav, but he took two handfuls individually and then brought it together, says the Gemara, take Baira Papa. Two additional shailas in the context of exactly how Kmitza was done. Dafke the Kmitza, but definitely the Manamai. What would be if the Kohen, after he did the Kmitza, say now he has to put it into a second Klisharis? So Pasha, you just drop it into the Klisharis. What if he didn't drop it into the Klisharis, but rather he took the Kohen and he attached it to the walls of the Klisharis? Is that considered putting it into the klisharis? Did he do the avoida the right way? Or maybe he messed up. At the end of the day, he got it into the interior of the keli, that's fine. You're supposed to put it literally in the kli, the way you would usually put something in the keli, not attach it to the wall, which is punked inside the keli. What would be if the kohen did the kmitza, he has to put it into a klisharis. He takes the klisharis, he flips it backwards, and he puts it into the receptacle that's on the bottom. So sometimes in the bottom of a keli, like if you have a cup, for example, so the bottom of this cup doesn't have a hollow receptacle. Actually does, a very, very minimal hollow receptacle. But sometimes you can have a real receptacle on the bottom of a keli. So the question is, if the kohen would take the kaimitz, put it into a klisharis, toich the klisharis into a receptacle, but he did it tzniktzeveg, he did it upside down, he did it backwards. Is that okay? Is that not okay? What's the shaila? You have to get it inside a keli, so technically you can check off all the boxes. He's supposed to do it in the ordinary way, in the way it was meant to be done. Again, says the Gemara, take more on the same note. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Ketzad Huayso, how exactly was Kmitza done? Pleshet that spaisav, al pasiyada, he would spread out his fingers, and he would take the kaimitz with him. Again, how did he hold his hands? Ideally, the way Rashi explains it, the sides of his fingers were supposed to be facing down. So it's not palm down. It's not the back of his hand facing down. He holds them vertically with his thumb facing up, with his pinky facing down. That's the way he goes in, takes his three fingers, and he makes sure with his thumb and his pinky that everything is perfect. It's a little complicated with the machvas and the marcheshes. Thus, zuhi achas, me'avaydus kashas shabbat mikdash. But that's the bottom line. Ketzad u'oise, the Mishnah says it in one line. Poishet es etzba, oisav al pas yodeh, riba shamno, if he took too much oil, chiseh shamno, it was too little oil, chiseh levaynasa, or there's not enough levayna. Mishnah says, very straightforward, says the Murhechi Dami Ribasham. What's an example of too much oil? The shear of shemen that you're supposed to have with every mincho was a loik. And if he went ahead and he initially separated two lugin for his carbon mincha, there's not one loik, there's two lugin. Two lugin would render it Ribashamna. Ribashamna is a mincha psula. Says the Gemara, it's mashma that the fact that there would be a little bit of too much oil wouldn't be a problem. The issue is, that was the way Rabbi Elazar explained it. That if there's an extra lug, that's the problem. Says the Gemara, v'lukmo, why do you have to say that? Why don't we say, meaning, the Gemara is explaining, this is the Havana of the Gemara's Kasha, that the reason you would need an extra lug is because Rabbi Elazar was explaining in the Mishnah, we're talking about where you didn't just have extra oil. You were actually mafresh oil, likat chilo. When this person was mafresh the ingredients of the mincha, say he was mafresh the necessary amount of soilus, and now he was mafresh the necessary amount of shemen, then he added more shemen. Being that the more shemen was something that this kohen was mafresh from the beginning, from the get-go, it's for that reason a little bit is not a problem. It's only because it's so much more. You doubled the shear. Instead of one lug, you have two lugin, that's why it's an issue. But let's say the extra shemen would be shemen that you didn't You were a mafresh betchila. It was shemen shel chulin, or somebody else's shemen of hekdesh. Here the Gemara understands it's pashit that even a little bit too much would be a problem, because that's already foreign shemen, and foreign shemen would make it a riba shamlo even if you didn't double the share. So the Gemara's kasha is that why did Rabbi Elazar have to say you can shiva shleshnei lugin? Thus, we're talking about a much bigger share, presumably because we're discussing that the extra shemen was something that you were mafresh. Look, and there would be more pashit. And then you wouldn't have to say that it was too lugin. Because even a little bit would be enough for it to be riba shamna. Lechura. Says the Marpchite, and the shemen of chulin, shemen of chavirta leipasel. Now, if you're going to tell me that if you're moisef shemen of chulin and shemen of chavirta, it in fact doesn't make the pasel. Maybe the only time extra shemen makes the mincha pasel is if you were actually mafresh the extra shemen, meaning there's a sheer shemen, and you were marba, you were riba b'shiura. Maybe that's the only time it's possible. The Gemara says, I know that's not true. Why? Geshmaka kasha. Because maskef l'rav tzutrubat tubi, elam yatuf, that's the case. Minchas choyte d'basel b'shemen, eichem ishkachas lo. The Torah says regarding the minchas choyte was one of the two menachas that didn't have any shemen. The minchas kanois and the minchas choyte, and like Rav Shimon, who was doyrish time at the cross, said, shlo yehei karbana mehudar. But the bottom line is, there was no din shemen at all. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to be marba shemen. And if you're marba shemen, it's going to be pasul. Now, all shemen klape, the minchas choyte, is foreign shemen. It's like shemen de chavirta. It's like shemen de chul. And still you see it's pasul. So that's pasha that when we say riba shamna, it doesn't mean that there's a din shemen. I grado was marba in the shir. No, it means all shemen that doesn't belong there, doesn't matter if you a mafresh at mitchila or not, it's always going to be pasul. So again, elo meyata, if you're going to tell me that shemen de chavirta doesn't make it pasul, minchas chayit pasul, shemen eichem ishkachas lo, idida, halesla. Minchas chayit doesn't have its own shemen, idichul de chavirta, amet loy pasul, you tell me that that's not pasul. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rabbi Elazar, loy mi boya kamar. You're right, Rabbi Elazar could have explained the Mishnah that way. When the Mishnah says, riba shamen is pasul, Rabbi Elazar could have said, even a little bit of too much shemen, if it's shemen of chulin or your friend's shemen, it's going to be a problem. But Rabbi Elazar thought he was saying a bigger chiddush. Loy mi boya de chulin de chavirta de pasul, that's pashit shemen de chulin, shemen de chavirta is pasul. I'll have for shlo shnei lugin. But if somebody was mafresh shnei lugin, hoyol vahay chazilei vahay chazilei, each leg of shemen, it's technically chazile for this mincha. So, Ema, I would have thought, loy lifsel, it shouldn't be pasul, kamash mulan, even that's pasul. Of course, Rabbi Elazar holds shemen de chavirta is pasul. The raya is the mincha schaite, it's pasul. Shemen de chulin, shemen de chavirta is pasul, even if you might marba a drop, that would be enough for it to be pasul. Rabbi Elazar thought he was saying a bigger chiddush. He was saying that even if likatchila you added a loy shemen, even there, you would have thought that being that it's two lugin and each lug is technically ra'oi, so maybe they should both be ra'oi. Kamash malon, it's going to be pasul. We know the Rabbi Elazar, huh? How did Rabbi Elazar know that? Maybe he's wrong. How does he know that if you're mafresh two lugin lekatchila, it's considered riba b'shemen? Maybe being that each lug is ra'oi, it's not riba b'shemen? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Elazar knew that because mas nisa kashise, ma yiridatani riba shamna, lisni riba lo shemen, riba shamna. It's a nice dick. Riba shamna, it's shemen. There was too much of it's shemen. Should have said riba shemen. What's shamna? El hakamash mulan. Emphasis on it's shemen, her shemen. The afagaf, the hifrish lush, ne lugin. Even though they're technically both shamna, doesn't matter. You can't be mafresh more than one leg. If you mafresh two leg, it's considered riba shamna. It's going to be possible. Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said riba shamna, too much shemen. Chiser shamna, too little shemen, is possible. Chiser levoina, so if there's not enough levoina, it's going to be possible as well. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, chasra va'amda al kairet echad psula. So the Mishnah says that chiser levoina, if there wasn't enough levoina, the mincha is going to be possible. What's the sheer levoina? Koimetz. So just like there was a koimetz full of silas, the sheer levoina was a koimetz as well. But either way, the braisa that expounds on this halacha of chisa levainasa says the braisa, if the levaina was chaser, and now all you have is a koiret echad. You have literally one koiret of levaina, psula, al shnei karatim. If you have at least two carats, kosher, in that case, it's going to be kosher divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the sheer of chisa levainasa? The sheer would mean that you literally got it down to one koiret. But as long as you have two kairats, that's already going to be enough. Shimon and Reb Shimon says, kairat echak shayra. Pachas mikam sul. Even if you only have one kairat, it's going to be kosher. Pachas mikam, it's going to be possible. We're going to see the Gemara is going to suggest that there seem to be three shittas over here in the Tanakh. It's going to be the topic of Amud Beis. Because the Mishnah says, chitzul levaynas psula. It sounds like as long as you have less than what you're supposed to have, the prescribed amount is a kairat. So you have less than a kairat, you're already going to be possible. The price would seem to be inserting two additional shiurim. The first is the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda, which is that up to one kairat is kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, though, even one kairat is kosher, it's only if it's less than one kairat, at that point it's going to be possible. But either way, says the Gemara, what was Rabbi Shimon's shita? Al kairat echad kshera, pachas mikam psula. Rabbi Shimon is the third shita, even one kairat is kosher. If it's less than a kairat, it's going to be possible. By the time we learn to the Braisa, kairat su levayna shechasa kalshu possible. It's mashma, that a kairat, elan ovayna is possible. So you see, Rabbi Shimon is in parentheses over here. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says, kemedum ali da ayribar Rabbi Shimon. I think that the Tana that Braisa is Rabbi Shimon, which we have in one of the Gersayas in our Gemara, and Kaparach Minei Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara's Kash is Rabbi Shimon Adi Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon's featured very prominently in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. But regardless, another steer in Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon says that as long as you have one kairat, it's kosher. Here Rabbi Shimon says, Koymetzu Levoina Shechiser Kolshu Basel. So the Gemara says, Tini kairat Levoina, not Koymetz ulevayna, but rather kairet levayna shechaser kolshu possible. If you have one kairet and it's chaser kolshu, then it's possible because then you have less than a kairet. But as long as you have one kairet, that's going to be enough. Iba you say mekambel levayna ban ma mincha kambel levayna habayin atzma. When the Rav Shimon says Allah, as long as you have one kairet, it's going to be kosher. That's a kairet, the levayna that comes together with the mincha. So there, the levayna is the tuffle, so to speak. It comes along for the ride. So yeah, it's integral, but it's still, it's a little bit more passive in its role. Over there, as long as you have a kairet, that's going to be enough. However, a levayna above if neyatzma, which Rashi says is a Gemara later, at the very end of the Masechta, like come on, daf kuvav amid beis, where the Gemara is mavur. If somebody says harei olai isorin, if somebody says I want to bring a carbon, a nadava, what's my nadava? Frankincense, levayna. That's good. It's a good carbon. You can bring it. So the levayna that's ba bifnei atzma, it's not a tuffle to a mincha. There the halacha is that if it's chiser, even a kolshu, it's going to be possible. Regardless, so we said we have three shitas over here regarding chiser levayna. The Mishnah says chiser levayna so psula. The stima slashen a Mishnah would seem to suggest even if it's missing a tiny bit, one kairit, a kolshu, it's already going to be possible. In the Braisa, we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as you have one kairat left, it could be chaser, chaser, chaser. If you have one kairat, it's still going to be, then it's going to be possible. But up to one kairat, it's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, even further, he's even more of a koyach datera. Even if all you have is one kairat, it's still going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one kairat is possible. Rabbi Shimon says, even one kairat, if you have less than a kairat, that's going to be possible. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yoitz, Rabbi Yoichan, give him machleikis with others. So three way machleikis. Rameir Savar. Why Rameir? Stam Mishnah Rameir. So the Stam Mishnah, Koimitz Betchila, V'Koimitz Besayf. The Shir Levoina is a Koimitz, and it has to be a Koimitz Betchila Besayf. Rabbi Yehuda, Sav Rabbi Yehuda holds, Koimitz Betchila, V'Shnei Karotin Besayf. You have to start with a Koimitz at the end. You have to have two Karotin. If you have only one Koimitz, then it's going to be possible. Two Karotin is the Shir you have to have Besayf. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Koimitz Betchila, V'Koimitz Echad Besayf. As long as you have one kairat in the end, it's going to be okay. V'shlashta mikra echad harsha. They're both coming from one pasuk. So what's the pasuk? I'm reading from the side. V'heirim imenu bekumtzai, misaylas hamincha u'misham. So we're describing the avoid of kmitza. V'heirim imenu bekumtzai, misaylas hamincha u'misham. V'eis kol ha'levoina asher ala mincha, v'hiktar ha'mizbeach reach nechoich asgros l'asham. So you're doing kmitza, the kohen is. V'heirim imenu bekumtzai, misaylas hamincha u'misham. And the kmitza has only soilas and shemen. In addition to that, meaning in addition to taking the koimetz and being makter on the mizbeach, the koyin is also going to take the levoina, asher al hamincha, and he's going to be makter that as well. So at the time that the koyin is doing the kmitza, the Torah adds language regarding the levoina. Ve'is kol ha-levoina asher al hamincha. That's what the Tanaim saw as the mafteach to understanding what the shir levoina has to be. Says the Gemara, Rameir Savar, Rameir holds that ad the isul levoina de ikva b'hadi mincha. That we're discussing the zman haktara, the hikter amizbeach reach nichayach askaras al Hashem. You're taking the koimetz and the levoina, you're going to be makter. And has the Torah described the levoina? Ve'is kol ha-levoina asher ala mincha. It has to be the same levoina that you had when you were koivei ad mincha. What was the shir then? A koimetz. So you still have to have a koimetz. If it's chiser, at some point before the Akhtar, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Huda says that the Torah says, V'es kol halavoyna, v'afilu chad koirat, es l'rabis koiratacha. Kol halavoyna would suggest even a little bit. So usually kol would mean all of it. So it's a little counterintuitive. But over here, kol means even something. And then it says es, we're being Dairish es and shepet Torah, and the S is marba, a second karat. Thus you have two karat. Rav Shimon, S lay darish. Rav Shimon has the kol avayna, which would suggest that at the time of the Akhtar, all you need is a little bit, one karat. He doesn't darish an S. He ends up with one. Om Rav Yisrael, Yosef, Om Rav Yechon. Machleikus b'lavayna b'ma mincha. Like we said earlier, the whole machleikus is with the levayna that came together with the mincha. Abba levayna b'fnei asma. Levayna that came by itself. If somebody brought a nedava and the carbon is it of itself levayna, tivei akol koimetz b'tchila v'koimetz b'saif. Everybody agrees that if it's chaser, even a little bit, it's going to be possible. What's the raya? Because we just said, what's the makar to this kula that maybe you don't need all the levina at the time of the Akhtara? It says, ve'es kol halalavina. Ve'es kol. These are words that are suggesting that you don't need all of it. But it says it in the context of ve'es kol halalavina asher al hamincha. So when it's coming together with the mincha, that's when you have this kula. But if it's not, if it's levina above fnei atzmai, then you're going to have everything. Amr Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes b'levina above ma mincha. The machlokes of how much levina you have to have at the time of the Akhtar is only true regarding levina that came together with the mincha. Levina habobe bezichin. But what about the levina that came with the bezichin? Also known as the lechem aponim. So before the kehanim ate the lechem aponim, there was a haktara. The haktara was done with levaina. There was shnei bezichei levaina. These two bezichim sat on the shulchan midei Shabbos l'shabbatoi, and then during the changing of the guard, you would remove the loaves, remove the levaina, the siluk habezichim. That was the equivalent thereof of the avodas hakmitzah. Take the bezichei levaina, be makter on the mizbeach hachitzayin. And then the kehanim were able to eat the lechem aponim. So that levaina that comes bibazichin, meaning together with the lechem aponim, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, shnei kmatzim betchila, v'shnei kmatzim v'sayim. The shear there too was each baziach had to have in it a kaimetz, and it had to be a kaimetz betchila v'kaimetz v'sayim. There's no kulas over here that if it's chiser down to two karatim or one karat, that maybe it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara Pshita. L'chur it's pashit. Why is it pashit? Because we just said that the whole limud, that maybe you shouldn't need all the levain at the time of the Akhtar is from a pasuk. A pasuk in the context of a mincha. Ve'is kol ha-levain asher ala mincha. So, l'chura, lechem aponim, is that a mincha? What's the Gemara's teretz? Maybe. Now the time I would have thought, keep it the Bahadi Lechem Asya, Kasha Allah Mincha Damya, because there's a Mincha Kaimitz relationship between the Bezich Elavayna and the Lechem Aponim, as we've seen so many times. So as a result, you would have thought, Mao the Tema, Ichvolt Gewalt Meinen, that maybe it's considered Kol Alavayna Asha Allah Mincha. And just like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that you don't need the entire Levayna, because we learn from Kol Alavayna or Ace kol halavoyna, that it's enough if you have one karat or two karatim. So maybe over here the halacha would be the same thing. Kamash malon. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of the great Rabbi Yechanan, it's not that way. That it's dafka by the levoyna haba ma mincha with his akula. That if you're missing some of the shir at the time of the haktara, it's going to be okay. But levoyna haba b'fnei atzma, and even the levoyna that came together with the lechem aponim over there, if it's going to be chis or even a kolshu, it's not going to be okay. Pligi barab ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak nafka. Chadama once said, this whole machlekes tanam of how much levina you have to have at the time of the Akhtara is only regarding levina that came together with the mincha. Avo levina above fnei atzma, levina it came by itself. Divrei akol kaimetz b'tchila v'kaimetz b'sayim. Chadam and the other one said, k'machlekes b'zu kach machlekes b'zu. Meaning this that we've been taking for granted for this amid gemara that the whole machlekes is with regards to levina above mincha, but levina above fnei atzma it's pashit. There you need the entire shir. Now everybody agrees with that. Pligi bar Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak nafka. So the Mishnah said that if it was riba shamna, too much shemen, chiser shamna, not enough shemen, chiser levoinasa, not enough levoina, psula, the halach is going to be possible. So we had a whole discussion over here of not enough levoina, what exactly that means, three shittas in the Tanaim. Does it apply only to levoina baba mincha? What about levoina baba fnei atzma? What about the shnei bezich levoina that came with, together with the lechem aponim? But the Gemara makes a diak, and that's the last Gemara that discusses this topic before we get into tomorrow's daf, which is hashtag piggle. But either way, chisa levoinasa psula kishmak esugis. Oh yes, ksheira. It sounds like from the Mishnah that too much levoina is going to be kosher, right? It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Too little oil, pasul. Too much oil, pasul. Too little avoina, pasul. What does it sound like? By oil, we mention riba v'chiser. By levaina, we only mention chiser. So it sounds pretty clear, very obvious, dik, that if there'd be too much levaina, it would be kosher. Fakti gemar v'tanya, we learned in a brisa, yasr psula, that too much levaina is possible. It depends how much too much is. If you have two kamatzim, then it's going to be possible. So teilugir Rashi, di yoser midai riba. Because that's not just riba. It's yoiser midai riba. It's way too much. So a little bit much is okay. But an extra full kaimetz, that's going to be possible. What happens if somebody, a kayim, was mafrish to kaimetzes, to kamatzim of levoina, v'avad echamehem, and one of them got lost? What's the question? The question is, do you say, okay, now we're okay? Meaning, you were mafresh too, that would have been a problem. Because two kamatzin is the shear of riba levaina, which is possible. But being that one of them ended up getting lost, so maybe that's fine. So we got saved, and now it's okay. So do you say, no, you were mafresh too? Or do you say, no, the maisa now I only have one? So what does it depend on? It depends on when exactly it got lost. If the avad echamehem was kaidim kmitza, if it got lost before the kmitza, lay hukfu. Then it's okay. It never became pasul. Achar kmitza, if it happened after kmitza, hukfu, over there it's going to be pasul. What's the lumnus? This is very similar to halacha that we learned together on Sunday morning. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding a mincha chesera, whether the mincha chesera becomes a mincha chesera at the time that you put it into the klisharis, or becomes a mincha chesera dafka after the kmitza. We saw there's a machlekes when the shem mincha is completed. When is it nishlam? Is the kmitza kaveya the shem mincha? Or is it putting into the klisharis that's kaveya the shem mincha? Essentially, this halacha that Rami Bar Chama said seems to be presupposing that it's the mincha that's the kaveya the shem mincha. So if you go and you start setting up shop, I have the soilus, check. I have the shemen, check. I have the levaina, I measure it. I have the right shir, I even have the klisharis. At what point do we say that I'm not just preparing for the mincha, I actually have the mincha, so that if something happens to it, it could become a mincha psula, and you'd have to dispose the whole thing and start from the beginning. At what point does that happen? Is it when I put it the mincha in the klisharis, or is it when I do the kmitza? Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is that it's the kmitza that's kaveyet. So if I prepare too much levaina, who cares? As long as I didn't start the process, as long as it wasn't nishlam, the shei mincha, it's not a problem because it was never a mincha with too much levaina. I had the ingredients that I prepared for the mincha and I prepared it with too much, but I got saved because it got lost before I did the kmitza. So putting it in the klisharis would be the kaveya. Then you'd say, as soon as I put the soilus and the shemen, the levaina, and the klisharis, that, but we're saying, we're zok drami bachom, it's the kmitza that's kaveya. As a result, if it was of at koidim kmitza, loy hukva, acha kmitza, that's when it's hukva. What if somebody was mafrish for kamatzim, for the two bezichei levaina that were used for the lechem aponim, for of nushnai mehen, and two of them got lost. So the same thing. There was too much levaina. How much is too much? An extra kaimetz. So you're preparing four bezichei levaina for the lechem aponim as opposed to two bezichei levainas. If they got lost before the siluk bezichin, which is the equivalent thereof, these yesaidas we have to internalize. We have to just get familiar with them so we can go through these gemaras at the pace that we have to go through them simply to finish the daf and do what we do. So if you could, the siluk habazichin is the equivalent of the kmitza. So just like the kmitza is what's koiveya by a mincha, it's the siluk bazichin that's koiveya when it comes to the lechem aponim. So if it was lost, the extra kaimetzes of bezichei levaina before the siluk bezichin, then it's going to be kosher. Then it's going to be okay. But if it was la'acha siluk bezichin, that was after the siluk bezichin, hukfu. Then the siluk bezichin, which is the kmitza, was koveya. That is too much. Too much. That's already a problem. What do I need this case? Isn't it the same case? Very nice. Rambam Chama said the same halacha twice. He said it in the context of a ordinary mincha, and then he said it in the context of the lechem aponim, which is also a form of a mincha. So I was like, I'll tell you why. I would have thought. Kivin the baruch kaimetz dida. Kivin shi yizman al lefarki kaman the parak yudami kamashma. The Gemara says a very nice svara. The Gemara says a svara that you would have thought that maybe the only time kmitza, the avodas hakmitza is koveya, the mincha, that's by regular mincha. Because until you do the kmitza, you don't know what the kmitza is. So it's the avodas hakmitza that's mevarer the chelik of this mincha that's going to go l'gvaya. Until it's nisbarer which part of the mincha is going to go l'gvaya, the mincha is not complete. So it's the avodas hakmitza that's the kedeya. Thus, if it was a levina yesera before the avodas hakmitza, it was yesera before the mincha was complete, and as a result, it's not going to be possible. But by the lechem upon him, despite the fact that the shnei bezicha levina are the equivalent thereof of the levina, but it's fundamentally different in that you know what is going on in the mizbeach. It was already nisbarer. It was a spark because there's no real kmitza. There's something that mirrors, that parallels kmitza. But it's not a kmitza in the sense that there's suspense over here. We don't know what part of this soilus is going to go on the mizbeach. You know exactly what's going on the mizbeach. The shnei bezich levayna going on the mizbeach. The maisa, siluk bezichin, is like a maisa kmitza. This is a nice lumdus. But in terms of what's actually going on the mizbeach, it's already in his barer while it's sitting on the shulchan. So you would have thought that, being that it's already in his barer, once the Zman Siluk Bezichin comes, it's commanded pre-kadamya. It's as if it was already removed regarding this halacha, meaning the mincha's already hukva. Kamash malon, that even with regards to Nad, that it's not going to be hukva exhale. So before we conclude, I just wanted to go back to one ha'ara that we spoke about at the beginning of the week, in Sunday morning's daf, and speak out a little bit of raid that really touches on a lot of the yesoidas that we've been going through here in the beginning of the daf. And that is the minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuf pei dalet. So we spoke at a beautiful minchas chinuch that created a big tumult offline. And Echad b'bnei HaChabura, Shimon Gelbtach, sent me a beautiful ara yesterday, and I want to repeat the ara. And that is that the Gemara brought a member from Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, and that is Om Rabbi Yochanan Shlomim Sheshachna VeHeichol. If the carbon Shlomim was brought in the Heichol, kosher, the Allah is the Shlomim is going to be kosher. Shenemar Veshachtu Pesach Hayom Moed V'lo Yehei Tafel Chama Mena Ikra. Because even though the real place that he's supposed to bring the carbon Shlomim is a Nazar, and granted a Shlomim is Kachem Kalim, so Shchitasim B'chol Mokim Bazar, it doesn't have to be like the Chatos, the Asham, and the Oyla Dafka and Safin. It could be anywhere in the Azara, but it's supposed to be in the Azara. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim Sheshachtam Behechol Ksheira. Because when the Torah describes the Azara as being the Mokim Shchita of Kachem Kalim, the Torah says, do it in the Azara, which is Pesach HaYomayim. So it seemed to suggest that the chshivus of the Azara with regards to Shechitas Kachem Kalim is the fact that it's a gateway to the Heichal. So Nadach, the gateway to the Heichal, is considered a Mokim Kedushah with regards to Shechitas Kachem Kalim, Kavuchem the Heichal itself. So Rabbi Yochanan said, a festa halacha, shlomim sheshachtam the Heichal kshem. Spoke at Ha'ara from the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says, that why did Rabbi Yochanan say his halacha b'diyevet? Shlomim sheshachton behechol ksheim. It would seem to suggest that lekatchila it's not okay for the kohen to walk into the heichol and to do the shechita. It's only if he did it in the heichol. So is it a shechita chutz? Meaning, do you look at it now as if it's a shechita psula? Maybe psul yaitse? Or no? Maybe it is considered a makom of shechita. Said Rabbi Yochanan, shlomim sheshachton behechol ksheim. Just like if you shecht in the Azor, it's kosher. If you shecht in the Heichel, it's kosher. But you want to know the Katchila, if you ask your local rabbi, is it okay for me to do Shechita in the Heichel? Absolutely not, says the Michas Chinuch. It sounds like it's only B'diyevet that it's going to be okay. But the Katchila not. And the Michas Chinuch mutches a little bit. Why? Why is it not okay to do the Katchila? Why? Kohen's allowed to walk into the Heichel. So why shouldn't it be okay for the Kohen to walk into the Heichel and do the Shechita in the Heichel? Why did it have to be Dafkin the Azor? Says the Michas Chinuch, because we know the Torah says in Parashas Achrimos that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kohen the Chakadoshim one day a year, and that was on Yom HaKippurim. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times, but it was only Yom Kippur that he went, and only those four times. In fact, the Torah says that if the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on any other day, he would be Chayiv Misa, Misa B'dei Shemayim, Yizayivra Loi Sasei, Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh. The Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and all the Rishonim based on Gemara's Amavur, that this halacha of Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh, is not only true for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's true for the Heichal as well. Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh. A Kohen was not allowed to just walk into the Heichal. A Kohen was not allowed to, even a Kohen Gadol, just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the kaveya? If you're going in to do avoida, then it was okay. So a kohen was going to light the menorah. The kohen was going to be medashin the levoina. He was going to bring the ketores on the mizbeach apnimi. The kohen god was going to the heichal to do his avoida in Yom Kippur. You have the chatois apnimis, the five parim and a srafim that a kohen is doing a parallel of davish al tzibur, or the those are things that are okay. But to go into the heichal or to go into the kodesh hakodashim just in vain, superficially, frivolously, without any reason, not doing an avoida, is not going to be okay. Al zeh nemar v'al yovah b'chaleis ala kodesh. And it's what's known in Chazal as a biyurei kanes. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara says throughout Shas, shchita lav avoidehi. I mean that shchita is lav avoidehi. It comes out that if a kohen would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, he'd walk into the Heichal, and do only shchita, it would be a biyurei kanes. Because the only time you're allowed to walk into the Heichal is if you're going to do an avoida. Otherwise, you're over the loisa, say, v'chal yovei b'chaleis ala kodesh. And heyoy shchita lav avoidehi, it's not okay l'katchila to walk into the Heichal. So it says, the Michas Chinuch, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, shlomim sheshochtam b'heichal ksheir. Because to go l'katchila, it's not okay. Because you're going to be over v'chal yovei b'chaleis ala kodesh. But the Eved, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's definitely a mokum shchita. You can't tell me that I did a shchita chutzlam kaimai because shlo yehei tofa chamim in a yikr, because v'shachtu pesach ayomai. But at the same time, you want to know the katchila? Of course not. Why not? It's a lois asay in the Torah. Va'al yovei b'chaleis ala kodesh based on the fact that shchita's lava voidis. Hashem in Gelbtuch was ma'orer that really this Minchas Chinuch is tali in Ashley Ravravi. It's tali in super duper lamdisha raid. Raid that we spoke at a few times when we went through Masech Tizvachim, and just to chazer over very, very quickly. And that is the Gemara of Masech Tizbrachis Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. I think this is becoming our favorite Gemara. But either way, the Gemara in Masech Tizbrachis Daf Lamed Aleph on the base that discusses the exchange between Chana and Eli. So Chana didn't have any children, and it bothered her very, very badly. And finally, Elanar Zeh Spalalti, she was Zoycha Sheyed Shmuel, and she had promised that she was going to take her son Shmuel, and she was going to give him to Eli, the God of Adar. He was going to live in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was going to become, literally, Kamoy Shevahar. He was going to become Shmuel, B'Kairei Shemai. She was going to do everything in her ability to make him one of the greatest people to ever live, which of course Shmuel became. The Torah, the Gemara, Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis describes the very first encounter that Shmuel had with Eli. Shmuel comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he sees there's a tumult. What's the tumult? They're looking for a kayin. Why do you need a kayin? They want to bring a carbon and they need a kayin to do the shechita. So Shmuel was a little boy and Shmuel says, you need a kayin to do shechita? Everybody knows, shechita ksheira bizar. Because shechita lav avaydi. Everyone's like, wow, they were taken aback. They went to Eli, they bring the child before Eli, and they tell Eli, you know, there's a young boy over here that seems to have a Messiah, even had a drasha, mikabala ve'elach mitzvah skuhuna, that shechita is ksheira bizar. Shmuel said, the kid is right. However, he was a moira alocha b'fnei rabbi. How does Shmuel have a right to be paskining shaylas? I'm here in the makam ha-mikdash. I'm the Rebbe. Shmuel is a Moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. A Moira halacha b'fnei rabbi is chayv misa. The Gemara tells how Chana came and she started crying. And Shmuel says, what are you worried about? Eli said, I'll replace Shmuel with another child. The next child's going to be even greater. El anar hazeh hispalalti. And of course, the rest is history. So it's Yidua. The Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva asks, Yidua and Ar Chabura for sure. And that is, that why was Shmuel a Moira halacha b'fnei rabbi? The Gemara says in Masechtas Eruvin Daf Samech Gimel that although it's true a Talmud is not allowed to paskin shaila in the presence of his Rebbe, but lafrushim eisuri he's allowed to. Meaning, if he sees that his Rebbe is doing something wrong, he shouldn't say, I don't want to be a Meir Lach B'fnei Rabbi, I'm not going to bring a Shulchan Aruch and show him that what he's doing is wrong. Lafrushim eisuri, it's something that he's definitely allowed to do. If that's the case, says the Chasam Sofer, Lechura, Shmuel's Psak was a Psak of lafrushim eisuri. He says why? Because Eli thought that Shechita had to be done with a Kohen. If Shechita was going to be done with a Kohen, the Kohen was going to wear his Big Day Kahuna. One of the Big Day Kahuna was the Avni. The Avni, we spoke at the Rambam yesterday, then the Vilchas Kalayim, had Shatnas. If that's the case, a Kohen was going to do it wearing Shatnas. But the Emes is Shechita Ksheir Bazar, which means that even if a Kohen does the Shechita, he's not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Because the Rambam Shita is that the Kohen wasn't allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. So if he wasn't allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, and he was going to wear the Big Day Kahuna, because they thought Shechita fathers a Kohen, so they were going to be over there. So Freit the Chasam Sofer, Shmuel had a paskin. He had to say what he said. You know why? Because he was being mafrish, the kohen, from being over the Issa Shatnes. This kohen was going to do the shechita wearing the Big Day Kuna, which was going to be a problem of Shatnes. So Lechur is Lefrish Nei Surah. Why was Shmuel a Meir Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi? So when we learned Masechtas Tizvachim, we spoke out the Chatzavis from the Chatzelus Hasharon, Parshas Vayikra, he says a teretz nifla based on a yesoid from the Rogach of a Goyim. So we spoke at a lot of raid about this. It's also a Rashi in Perek Arbachin. We're not going to go through all the raid, but just one maramakim, and that is that the Gemara says a Masechtes Soita, daf Yudal Ramad Beis. The Gemara goes through the Seder of Menachas. So we're learning Masechtes Menachas now. It goes through the Seder of Menachas. And one of the things that we've seen many, many times, literally going through the first 10 dafin of the Masechta, is that the mincha had to be neskadish in the klishores tzimtveitimo. Not just once, twice. First, the kohen would take the entire mincha, would put it in a klisharis. Then he would do kmitza, takes the kohimitz and put it into a second klisharis. One of the topics of this morning's daf. Could you put it backwards? Could you attach it to the kleili? But that's for sure that the kohen would have to take the kohimitz and he would have to put it into a second klisharis. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. Lomali, why do I need two klisharises? The entire mincha was neskadish and a klisharis. So why do you have to take the kmitza and put it into a second klisharis? As the Gemara, midi dehavi adam, I'll tell you why. Every zevach is the same way. Dam, afa gavti kadish te sakim b'tzavr behema, hadam makdish le'de klisharis. Doesn't dam of every single carbon get kedusha twice? The first time is when the kohen takes the messer, he takes the chalef when he does shechita, the klisharis that is the sakin goes, and it's mekadesh the dam and the tzavra behema. Then there's another kohen that does kabbalah again with a klisharis. So it was also in the skadesh, right? So midi dehavi adam, says the Gemara. Just like dam, afa gavti kadish the sakin with tzavra behema, ha dam makdesh of the klisharis, ha chinami loishna. Therefore, here, two by the mincha, you mekadesh it twice. It's Yodua. The Velt asks, it's in the Brisker Oven stencils, and the Rogach of a Goyin asked the Kasha as well, what's going on over here? Taisus brings in the Perek of Ezeh Omekoyman, that Yois the Gemara says, Shechita Ksheir Bezoi, you don't have to do Shechita with a Klisharis. And Taisus Medaikin in the first mission of Ezeh Omekoyman, Ezeh Omekoyman Shal Zvachim, Sakacha Kedoshim, Shechitasan, Bitsofen, Vikibuldamon, Biklisharis, Bitsofen. Frey Taisus, Shechitasan, Bitsofen, Vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin. It's a little inconsistent. L'chura, it should have said either shchitasam biklisharis bitzafin, vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin, or say shchitasam bitzafin, vikibul dama bitzafin. Why by shchita doesn't it mention klisharis? It's only vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin. So Tosfos brings, I think, Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim was b'dayik from this Mishnah, and Rishonim say this throughout Shas, that really shchita doesn't have to be done with a klisharis. You know why? Because shchita lav avoid, it's ksher bazar. Klisharis is a keli that was used for shiris, was used for avoid. But ayoyis, shchita, it doesn't have to be used. You don't need a klisharis for it. It's like Bazoi, Frank the Rogach of a Goyin, and Shia, they bring it from the Brisker Rav. That what's going on over here? The Gemara says, we will mekadesh the mincha twice because we will mekadesh the dam twice. What was the twice? Kadesh the sakim etzavar behema, how the kadesh lebe klisharis? It's not true. I thought that shchita ksher bazar, shchita lava vaydehi, it doesn't need klisharis. That's why it says shchitasim mitzofen, it doesn't say shchitasim klisharis mitzofen. Said the Rogach of a Goyin, half of a fella. It's true the Gemara says shchita ksher bazar, which means shchita lava vayid, which means a zar could do it, and he doesn't need a klisharis, there's certainly no big deguna, etc., etc., etc. But that's only if a zar does it. If a Kohen does the shchita, said the Rogach of a Goyin, it's going to be an avoida. And if it's going to be an avoida, it's going to have to be the big deguna. If it's going to be an avoida, he's going to have to use a klisharis. This Gemara, Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that says that there's a musag of being mekadesh the dam of a zevach before it goes on the mizbeach, not once but twice, you see when a kohen does the shechita. Because when a kohen does the shechita, said the Rogach of a Goyin, shechita is an avoida. And a yois, it's an avoida, it's for that reason it needed a klisharis. If it needed a klisharis, and then you mekadesh it again with a second klisharis, so you see it was mekadesh twice. A mincha is going to be the same thing. It's true, there is a way to do shechita where it would not need a klisharis. And in that case, you're talking not being mekadesh twice. The Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is not referring to when the Zar does the shechita. The Gemara is referring to when the Kohen does the shechita. And when the Kohen does the shechita, he needs a klisharis, because then shechita is avoida. So if then shechita is avoida, you're being mekadesh twice. Al zeh nemar, that's what the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is. Said the Chavetzal Sasharin. He said, beautiful. He says, that's the terrace to the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. Chassam Sofer asked the Kasha that why was Shmuel Omer Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? He was Lafrusha Meisura. Because the divrei eli that shchita needs a kohen, the kohen was going to wear big day kahuna, one of which was the avnei. But lefia emes shchita lava vaydei. So even if if a kohen does it, he's wearing the avnet shleib b'shasavoyd. And the Rambam's sheet is in the last halach in Hilchas Kalayim that a kohen that wears big day kuna shleib b'shasavoyd gets malchus because he's being over a loisa. I say he's being over this hashanis. So the Shmu was telling Eli, he said, no, you have to understand. I understand. I'm a meir lachem b'fnei rabbi, but erev in samach chinu, I'm saving. I'm spearing the kohen from the issa hashanis. Says the that's all true. If when even when the kohen does the shechita, it's going to be lavavoyde. But later on, the chav a goyin's chiddush that when the kohen does the shechita, then shechita is an avoida. If it's an avoida, just like the Rogach of a goyin said to be miyashiv, the Gemara and Soitu Yadal Lamed Beis, he would need a klisharis, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim's dick in the beginning of Parakeh Zel Mekoyman. So too, he would need big day kuna. It would be b'shas avoida. It wouldn't be shloi b'shas avoida. So Shimon Galptach said that according to this, you said from the Rogach of a goyin, Mechaz Chinuch Saaris is Arab. But Mechaz Chinuch wanted a taino that the reason Rabbi Yochanan said his lashon in the Gemara, Shlomim Sheshachnam Behe. Why is it a lekatchila? To the extent that the heichel is a machim shchita, so it should be okay lekatchila to go into the heichel and to do the shchita. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know why? Because shchita lava vaydi. So it's going to be a bi'erei kanes. You're going to be over the loisase of ayove b'chaleis al kodesh. That's all true. That's all true. If even when a kohen does the shchita, it's lava vaydi. But later rogach of a kohen, that when the kohen does the shchita, then shchita is going to be an avoida. Oh, when the kohen does the shchita is going to be an avoida. So it comes out that it's not going to be a bi'erei kanes. It is going to be a avoda. Azor can't go into the heichel. Azor can never go into the heichel. Azor couldn't go past him. Bein ulam lemizbeach already was off limits for the Azor. So bal karchach, we're talking about a kayin. If a kayin does the shchita, it is an avoda. L'chura, it wouldn't be a bi'erei kanes. If it wouldn't be a bi'erei kanes, so again, it's hajra, the ha'ara of the Mechaz Chinuch l'duchte. Why is it shlamim sheshachnam beheichel ksherim? Why is it something that he can't do a katchila? There's more to talk about. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow.